broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Wisconsin backer of all things, Kyle Wallace. Say something, Kyle.
Oh, boy, it's Tuesday, and my team's sitting on the top, baby. Sitting on the top of the world. First place felt so great.
Felt so great.
Feels so great.
I was going to say, it's not a good sign to cup. Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Badger football alumnus. Hello.
Kyle, your team might be sitting on the top. My team is sitting on the bottom, or maybe getting sat on.
By sat every, on. We're sat, you've been hanging around us too long.
I know. Been sat on by every other team in the Big Ten.
There's another word that probably rhymes with that that would also be accurate too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That there is, Kyle.
Belt to ass? Is.
No. He said sat it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it doesn't rhyme.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more, as always, open for you during our entire program of the day today. YouTube, you can find us at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. And you know, it's funny, like you guys already started talking about things that I'm really looking forward to talking about. The Packers sit 4-1-1 in first place of the NFC. Obviously, the Badgers yesterday, if you missed it, Chris McIntosh put out a statement of support towards Luke Fickell and having the same goal to turn around what has been an absolute disaster of a start to this season. And obviously, the 2 years prior have not been great either. But we don't have Alex Stroff. Will is running the show.
Yeah, I didn't know Alex was off today.
Will's pretty shocked.
He's
at this.
Not off.
Shocked.
He came up to me with that puppy dog face yesterday. Because, like, he did the I know you probably saw this, but don't remember this, but I'm going to be in Green Bay tomorrow. And I was like, all right, well,
what's in Green Bay?
Oh, I'm doing the college basketball coaches interviews. So he likes to, for YouTube, interview Coach Guard from the Badgers, Shaka Smart from Marquette, Bart Lundy from UWM, and Doug Gottlieb from UW Green Bay. And it's one thing to do this, but to miss your show that you produce because you did it on a Tuesday, because there's no Mr. Irrelevant on Tuesdays. So Monday didn't work for Stroff because Doug Gottlieb couldn't do it. You know, or Stroff couldn't do it, you know.
Yeah, he could not miss Mr. Irrelevant.
Hey, Doug, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays around noon, I can't do it. So we can work around that Tuesdays and Thursdays. That'd probably be best for me.
He literally is missing the show to do an interview with the worst college basketball coach in America.
When I heard Stroff was in Green Bay, I said, wow, good for Stroff. Trying to get in front of the Packers, 1265 Lombardi Avenue. It's spicy. It's Aaron Rodgers week. Good for Stroff. I said, wait, huh? He's interviewing who? Doug Gottlieb? What are we doing? You do that over Zoom. Don't go 2 hours and then 2 hours
there's
back.
Cameras. Oh. They're sitting down next to each other. You would have thought this was like, you know, Tom Rinaldi and Aaron Andrews sitting down with Jordan Love before a Sunday 3:25 Fox primetime kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
Stroff loves chatting up the big names, though.
Big names. I guess Doug.
I like Doug. He wished me happy birthday. We go back a long ways.
I don't care for Doug.
He's a good guy, but things aren't great there. And he's got to fix it. But now we have teammates missing their responsibilities, and to put something out ahead of their responsibilities is what Stroff is doing right now. So again, I thought everything we've done on social media and on YouTube recently has been wonderful. Will, I've loved doing these watch-alongs with you, engaging with the YouTube audience during the Brewers playoff run.
Fantastic. They were so much fun.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I think we might have something planned for Sunday Night Football, which will be also another great opportunity. But those have done really well. Those have drawn an audience.
Mm-hmm.
Is Doug Gottlieb going to get 100 views with Alex Strofe?
Oh, not with Alex Strofe.
Alex Strofe decided, you know what? You know what would be really cool? I can send a text and an email and a Facebook post to everyone in my Denmark, Green Bay area where I grew up and say, Mama made it. I'm interviewing the head coach of the Green Bay Phoenix.
Not trying to poo-poo on UW Green Bay because they are a program that has had some history and some good runs in the regular season in the past, but
are you doing right now?
How many games did they win last year?
No. I'm talking about in the past. But this team, ain't nobody going to see them. They were 4-28 last year, and they had a 21-game losing streak last year. They were more known for the fact that he was talking about how they get to play some no-name D2 school, and they lost to him. They lost to him last year. So, no, ain't nobody saying, oh, my gosh.
Didn't
maybe
Doug
you made
say
it.
We have to watch out, though, once they get one of their players back last year?
He did, and they watched. They continued to lose.
Well, and you know, you could have this interview over Zoom and be able to get, but, you know, maybe Strofe's thinking, maybe I can apply a little pressure. Maybe I can be a little bit, stir the pot with old Coach Gottlieb. But he's not going to do that in person.
No, he's smiling
he's
at
gonna
him. He's doing the... He's
gonna pander.
Yeah, Coach. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Coach, what's your favorite color?
That's my favorite color.
I admire what you do so much. Coach a team, host a radio show. I know how.
How do you do it?
He doesn't do it. What you mean? They lost almost all. They went 2-18 in. They are just as bad as the Wisconsin Badgers football team. I just want you to know that right now. And
that's
they got
true.
Less juice behind them, less expectations. So,
oh
yeah.
No!
So
Strofe just got the tax.
Oh, who from Strofe?
ETA 312. Relax.
Oh, relax.
312.
It must be Rogers week.
He said
week.
He'd be here by 3.
Yeah, so you better speed up.
Will, you have a full-time job outside of, you know, helping produce shows,
yeah,
don't
so,
you?
So my short time here, I've come to learn about these things. I call them Strofe days, where he's doing something for himself, and then he just wipes his calendar, regardless of how it may affect other people. And then that falls down on myself, Josh DiMaggio. It affects you guys because you don't have your normal producer. This is just something I've come to come to grips with in my short
time. Don't worry.
It's collateral damage.
12:30 tomorrow, Mr. Relevant. He will be there. He will.
Maybe I should not show up for that.
You got to make a stand. You're going to get Strofe.
You got to understand. You not showing up gives Strofe more time to talk.
Yeah.
Okay, so he wouldn't be mad about that. Oh, no, Will, you're not here. Well, I guess I'll have at least 10 more minutes to fill time. And what's crazy, a lot of us have a lot of responsibilities. I was running a radio station and basically running a radio station doing two shows. Have I ever missed a show due to something else going on?
No, you actually made sure you could schedule other things to make sure your number one priority would be done.
I've done remote shows from the crib just to make sure I can get out.
Someone called and is calling back, and I don't care.
But the show's not at the same time every day, is it, this one?
No.
It's hard to keep track of.
It's not two to five every single Monday through Friday.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's a good point. It's fixated. Don't worry. You don't have to look at the phone. It's just Strofe trying to talk again.
He wants more time. There's no reason to defend yourself. You decided a 4-18 coach at UW Green Bay, who you could have probably just got on a Zoom and would have got just as many views, was better than driving and better than being here. So.
Oh my gosh, Doug! I admire you so much. Like it's.
I mean, I'm a Green Bay kid. I'm a Green Bay kid. Yeah. And what you're bringing to the university, to the town.
Favorite thing to eat at Kroll's? That's mine too. No way.
Do you like French fries? I like French fries.
What do you dip them in? And you coach and do a radio show? Oh my gosh.
I mean, he's probably gassing up. So you got this guy coming back here. You guys gonna bounce back. What do you think you're gonna finish at this year? I know you guys are gonna be good. Second year.
This first year's hard.
Yeah. This transfer? I like him. What do you think of him, Doug?
Yeah, he's legit. He's legit. I think you're better than Milwaukee Panthers. I know they're picked to win the Horizon League, but I got you, Doug.
Then he goes to Bart Lundy tomorrow, probably. Bart, I think you guys are the best. Bart, I really like your team.
100%.
You did a great job.
Really something special brewing here. Really something special.
Strofe is a kiss ass.
100%. Oh, man. I mean, with what you put together and being able to bring the transfers in that you did, you have a proof of concept. Like, it makes me proud to be a Wisconsinite and for you to be the head coach. What does it mean to you?
You think he actually asked him about hey, like, because a legitimate journalist would say, hey,
yeah, the hard
like,
question.
Yeah, like, hey, like, last year you did both, you balanced it out. What are you going to change to make sure that it works out? Do you think that you're doing an injustice to the kids by not being a full-time basketball coach while still doing your radio show? Do you think it's in their best interest to have to wake up early to do practice versus being able to practice during the day or not having access to their coach for a certain amount of time? You think he asked me hard-hitting questions?
Yeah. How would you respond to the criticism that you received all year that someone can't possibly do this?
Adam Schefter buried you on Twitter saying, focus on coaching your basketball
team.
I forgot
about that.
Instead of tweeting me, do you think he brought up the Schefter stuff?
No, he probably
did. Or
did
you just say, Doug, you're the best?
Oh, he said, Doug, what's your favorite ice cream?
Custard, right?
Which custard? Is delicious.
Custard?
You like gummy worms in it, too?
But no. Thanks, Joe, for not even... Did he tell you, Brad?
I was made aware by receiving the Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust questions and saying, here's Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, just in case I'm not back in time.
Oh, like, he knew we're going to be back in time.
What are we talking about?
So as far as you guys are aware, when do you think that this decision was made? Do you think it was made yesterday?
Good question.
No, it had to be made
a while
in
ago.
Advance, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a couple week ago.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
A week ago.
It doesn't matter.
But to draw...
It's Doug Gottlieb, damn it! This is his job!
If Doug Gottlieb was a coach in Milwaukee...
Doug will always be there.
I could maybe understand it.
Do you think Doug...
He's 2 hours away.
Do you think Doug Gottlieb is missing his radio show to do an interview with Strof? I'm serious. Do you think he's missing his radio show to interview
with Strof? No practice today. I got to interview somebody for the show.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sorry. Good job, Strof.
We got him on the defensive. We 100% discussed Schefter.
Oh, I'm sure. You got a response. I mean, I know you got something.
Come on. He got you pretty good, right?
You know, with no serious question.
And this, it's not like June where there's not much going on. This is in the teeth of crazy stories. Wisconsin Badgers, the Green Bay Packers, the Brewers.
Shohei Ohtani just murdered the Brewers.
Run. Unreal.
800-990-3776. Will, I'd love to just tell Strof to just not come do the show, but like that would be, again, just doing what Strof did to you, putting more on your plate when you already have stuff on your plate.
Right. I do have other things to attend to, which I also wish I could be attending to right now. During this time, but
sorry, you can't.
You're gonna be burning the midnight oil tonight, Will.
Yeah, I know.
Catch it up.
Thank you for getting me that one thing you needed to do for me.
Of course.
Way to put me at the top of the list. I appreciate you.
It's called delivering.
It's not what we're getting from our guy. Barstool Big Cat, we've had him on the show to talk about the state of Wisconsin Badger football program. He's talking about the state of the Wisconsin football program again, obviously, on the day after Chris McIntosh puts out the statement about the way that he believes in Luke Fickell and how this thing's going to roll. Well, on Wake Up Barstool on Fox Sports 1, Barstool Big Cat addresses Wisconsin football, and he steals some material. He steals a little material. But I think it's well worth the listen. We hear about what Barstool Big Cat, a alum of the program, thinks from top down what is going on and what is wrong with the Wisconsin Badgers football program and the university next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
What are you going to do with the video?
It was going to be on Snapchat if I got the pick right.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. No Alex Strof. He decided to decide what's more important, interviewing Doug Gottlieb or being here for us. And it was interviewing Doug Gottlieb up in Green Bay with cameras and lights and softball questions.
Lies. But ain't no cameras or lights. A handheld by Matty Hayes, 24. And maybe a little light they have, a little front-facing light that you have on you.
Yeah, something like that. Selfie light kind
so,
of thing.
So, low budget.
Full-time Will is running the show. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. You also can hit us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Now, as I mentioned on Wake Up Barstool on FS1 this morning, Barstool Big Cat, a big supporter of the Wisconsin football program, basketball program, an alum of the school, has a big voice. He's got a strong following, a lot of passionate fans that follow what he says. And let's just hear the full minute-long clip here, because I think he goes into detail what is it exactly that's, sort of going wrong here.
It is the Titanic going down, and they are basically playing the violin on the decks of the Titanic. Now,
who said that?
In terms of, like, I know Chris McIntosh. I know Luke Fickell. I like these guys. These are good people. But at some point, you have to look in the mirror and say, this is not working. We need to fix it. And part of the fix is we shouldn't be doing these jobs anymore in terms of head coaching and being the athletic director. And that's where I think we're at with Chris McIntosh and Luke Fickell. They are not good at their jobs currently. I'm not saying, like, Luke Fickell could go be a great coach somewhere else. Chris McIntosh, you could maybe go be an AD at a Mac school. You're not cut out for what you're doing right now. And the longer they prolong this, this is a sunk cost fallacy that Wisconsin is going with right now, where they've spent a lot of money on the head coach.
Yep.
And they spent a lot of money on rebuilding facilities for the football program. The more money you put into the current iteation, the longer it's going to take for us to get out of this hole.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Well,
oh my gosh.
I know Big Cat's been on the show before, so I know he's a fan, but boy, oh boy.
I this is my first time hearing that audio. And so you guys told me about the first part about the plan of the violin on the Titanic.
Because Ben said that yesterday.
But the sunk cost fallacy. I recall Brad talking about that, and you two going through that yesterday.
I was like, Brad, well, I saw the sunk cost fallacy going around. I was like, I'm just going to toss it to Brad on this one. I think he's going to know a little bit better about it.
You can't. There is no way that's a coincidence. Come on now.
No, he listens to the show. Yeah. He thinks that much of us. They said, I'll just steal their material.
Good stuff, Big Cat. You're welcome.
Hey, whatever he needs to do to get everybody talking about Wisconsin, this is somebody that has a true platform. We have a platform, but he has a platform. And so the fact that we have somebody like that crusading for our Wisconsin Badgers football program, the program that we love, that is going to get the national attention. They took time on a national show to talk about the problems at the University of Wisconsin-Madison football program. So whatever you got to do, whatever material we need to feed them, because we need to continue to apply pressure on the university and athletic program to let them know that what we are seeing is not good enough and doing what we're doing is not going to be allowed. And we need for the chancellor to finally say, hey, I don't know much about footballs and whatever it is, but I had to fix myself before y'all got mad. Football.
You're going to get fixed, all right.
But I do know if we win more football games, we get more people to attend, and we generate more revenue. And right now, we're not winning football games. People aren't going to the games like they used to, and we're not going to generate enough revenue. So at the end of the day, your cash cow is the football program. And to the chancellor, make sure you make some changes that need to be made. So I'm glad we have somebody crusading on a national stage to get this program fixed, because if he ain't going to do it, we ain't going to have nobody else, because there's no other person that has a platform like that other than J.J. Watt. And I don't think J.J. Watt can disseminate his utilize this platform like that anyway. So I'm glad we got Big Cat working for us.
Yeah, I mean, Big Cat, he's so rational. He makes so much sense. And this is more than just, like, you know, the entertaining bar stool. This is a plea. This is a rational plea.
From an alum
to say this isn't good enough. And I don't think anybody that says change needs to occur takes that lightly, right? Because of everything that's included in there. But he's exactly right, because he made a point that's just so true. If you prolong this, it's just going to dig your hole deeper, and it's going to take longer and longer to get out. You throw more money at the problem, you prolong this whole thing, you're just going in the opposite direction for too long. So if somebody like Big Cap, who's got a national presence, who can see this from a national perspective, you know, we see it from, like, a Wisconsin perspective, he sees it from a national perspective, and he sees this, then this should catch the attention of the chancellor, because he says later on...
Oh, he's been tweeting her.
He should. Because he makes the observation, which is the right observation, that if Badger football dies, the university dies alongside.
800-990-3776. Who do you hold most responsible for this collapse that we've seen? Is it Mack? Is it Fickell? Is it the chancellor? 800-990-3776. Who do you hold most responsible for how the Wisconsin Badgers football program got to where it is today?
Carpus
talking text line.
I'd be a hypocrite if I said Mack. The reason why I'd be a hypocrite if I said Mack, because I do recall when they made the move to hire Luke Fickell as the football coach, I thought that was a home run hit. I said, okay, that's what's up. You get a guy that played in a college football playoff. You get a guy, more importantly, though, that was able to develop guys that went to the NFL. That is what we needed. We had become stagnant as an overall program, right? A guy that was able to recruit, but again, more importantly, develop talent and win football games. So I would be a hypocrite if I said, oh, we got to fire Mac. I blame Mac because this was just a bad hire. Now, he is the one that made the hire, not Kyle Wallace. But I put the blame on Luke Fickell. I don't think Luke Fickell's been able to build this program up to a level that he was expecting it to be. He misfired. He thought that he can bring in his own guys and win football games, and then he realized that he wasn't able to do that, and the guys that he was bringing in weren't going to be ready to compete on the level in the Big Ten, and now you see what the result is. This football program has gone from fighting to make a bowl game, which already sucks, to getting blown out by Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota, to now starting off the 2025 Big Ten season 0-5, and right now averaging less than 6 points per game.
You're gonna
on
say
offense.
Five.
5 points per game on offense.
Why are you raising it to less than 6 points per game? Just say they're at 5 points per game.
I thought it was So when you talk about how bad
they haven't scored in 11 quarters.
It's so bad.
Scored. Not a touchdown. Score.
No safeties, no field goals, nothing.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and I'm right there alongside you, right? I think the blame goes squarely on Luke Fickell, because you're right. When Fickell was hired, I thought that it was the right hire, and I still think it was the right hire, right? It just didn't work. The disconnect at all levels is inexplicable, but it's unavoidable, right? You can't look at it and ignore the fact that it's happening, because the product's on the field, and it's just so clear this is not who this program was supposed to be, and it's just unacceptable. However, so the blame's on Luke Fickell to this point. However, if change isn't made in a significant fashion by the time the season's over, right, or within a week of the season, then the blame shifts purely onto Mac, because then Mac is basically saying, you know what, I'm doubling down, I'm tripling down, just like my letter said, that I'm going to try to find a way to make this work. If it's so clear that there's a problem, and if there's so much smoke and other stories going on about how this thing isn't working and behind the scenes that there's dysfunction, then how can you possibly be a Wisconsin kid like Mac, play for Wisconsin, and be AD and not fix this when it's so clear that it needs to be fixed? So up till this point, blame I put on Luke Fickell. It just didn't work. He'll get other coaching jobs. He will be just fine. But Wisconsin needs to figure out its own self, and that's where the AD in Mac comes in, where something's got to be done.
You know what's crazy is that we've all either been in a relationship or we know somebody that's been in a relationship that just wasn't going to work, right? If you see a guy and a gal, you know, going back and forth, they don't really fit together. You kind of know it's not going to work, but they just keep trying to make that square peg go into a round hole. That's exactly what it looks like with this football program. We all know that this is absolutely not working, and at this point, it is causing for everything around that program, from the student athletes to the students on campus to the families and parents of football players to us as fans. It is causing for us to see, and it's harmful to us because it's a toxic relationship. I now have a toxic relationship with the Wisconsin Badger football program because I want them to be so good. I want them to be at their best, but unfortunately, they just can't do it. You literally have people comparing them to the Titanic. We know how the Titanic ended. Not well.
Wait. Don't. Yeah, we know. And I already said they hit the iceberg. Like, it's ended. It's over. And that's to your point. Like this whole acting as if you can patch things up right now is just so annoying to me. And I've been doing this thing back and forth in my head as to, like, all right, so now that I've heard the triple down, because I know obviously Chris McIntosh picked Luke Fickell to be the head coach of the program and paid him a lot of money to do so.
$8
million a year is all you need to know, right? And the buyout is very high. But when I think about the fire Fickell chance coming to his, you know, defense, I get that. But then after Ohio State, going into Oregon, where you're 33-point dogs?
That what it is?
33-point dogs to be like, I believe that we can reach the potential that Coach Fickell and I believe we can get to. It's just like it's a slap in the face to any Badger fan who's watched this team. It just is, and it's upsetting, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, so, what if as a guy who was the athletic director, I said, all right, I've been a former Badger, I love this university, and I clearly can identify, like everyone else can identify, that Luke Fickell isn't the guy, right? I think anyone with a brain knows that right now. Would it just be better?
McIntosh knows.
No, he does, but I think he's trying to preserve life, which I understand. But would he have preserved life better for himself if he just owned it quicker? Because now, with the rest of the schedule and how this season's going, the longer this goes, as we've all said, and as Big Cat said, who we just played, the worse it gets in trying to rebuild what you're putting into right now. So I'm like, I guess part of me is like, I guess there's a job preservation, but there's part of me that is a badger that's thinking, damn, man, just cut bait. Just do it now.
Because I can respect taking a big swing and in the moment thinking
it
was right.
He don't want to be here.
Yeah, that's
Luke Fickell don't want to be here.
I don't know why he would want to be here.
That's the thing, is hopefully they can go, because who wants to be fired, right? Why not negotiate a buyout? Well, you don't get all your $25 million, but you get your dignity. Luke, at the end of this season, you should look in the mirror and say, you know what? This ain't the place for me no more. I'm going to walk away. Maybe get a job at a MAC school. Get a job somewhere else. Or maybe, you know, one of those new schools going to the Pac-12. Maybe get a job somewhere like that and help build the program. But this ain't where he needs to be at. Maybe they can come to an agreement for a buyout. But at the end of the day, I'd rather have him stick around for the rest of the season and just lose.
I know. And I want him sitting it a little bit.
And we hire somebody
else. It's
the
bet that they've made. I get it. That's just like the – but then part of me goes, well, the longer you sit in it, the worse it keeps looking and the harder it is to restore. Like making a statement like all these other schools are doing, saying this isn't good enough to the standard and they're not even Wisconsin. You have teams doing – firing guys for less.
Yeah, I get
it. Firing guys for less. And we're saying, yeah, well, let's wait it out for the buyout. It's about making a statement about the fans that are watching this product die. Marcus in Wisconsin, you're on the Carbless Talking text line with Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Who do you hold most responsible?
Honestly, I think you have to start holding the players accountable. The coach has proven he can coach in other areas. I mean, I don't think the best coach could make these players perform any better.
No, players. I think a players play a role in it, but at the end of the day, remember, these are college kids that he recruited, and players have to develop. Watching Wisconsin football, whether it was Barry Alvarez to Brett Bielema to Paul Chris to even Jim Leonard, who took over a football program that was losing, and they fired a coach and found a way to get them to a bowl game, what he did was he was able to develop three-star players and develop guys that were walk-ons and to be starters. Jimmy Leonard himself was developed into an NFL player from a walk-on. So when we're talking about players, I think these are good kids. I just think they're not being coached up. If you can tell me, Marcus, it sounds like you're a fan. Can you tell me three players that have developed under Luke Fickell in the last 3 years?
I cannot. But okay. So I think that the players, because you can't. It'd be like, you could have. Like, what coach do you think that's out there would be able to make these?
Dude, I think there's a lot of coaches. Marcus, I'm going to be very honest. Mumin Njong-Meta, he was a linebacker for the Wisconsin Badgers. His senior year, he got benched during his senior year. He did not play for the Wisconsin. He was on the team, but he got benched. Guess what he did? He didn't get drafted, but he ended up making the Cincinnati Bengals roster the season after he got benched in college football. So you telling me a guy that ends up making a roster in the NFL gets benched at Wisconsin, a Wisconsin team that won 7 games? No. That's coaching. That's poor evaluation by the coaching staff. This ain't the players. This comes down to coaching.
Well, Madison, I want to keep getting to KBN Nation here, 800-990-3776. You're on the Carbless Talking next line with KBN.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. I just had a feeling, you know, is there any chance, do you guys think, that when this all started happening, Fickell's had a rough year, we all know that McIntosh has put out some feelers, or maybe Barry, who ultimately now these guys have all the support for Fickell, and maybe they put some feelers out for a coach, and there was no interest, nobody better. So now it's kind of like, you got the hand you dealt, you got to go with it, because there's nobody who wants this position.
Ken, I can promise you that there is somebody that is scrapping and clawing in college football that would die for the opportunity to coach at the University of Wisconsin, and you wouldn't have to pay him $8 million a year to do so. And you would see more life. Just life. I'm not even going to say fire. I'm just going to say life. We'd see a heartbeat. There's no heartbeat. There's just a vest that says team, and it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you could find some program builders all over the country that are current head coaches, or you find the top-tier programs, get their O or D coordinator. They are hungry for an opportunity for a team like Wisconsin. Let's not forget, the Wisconsin Badgers, it's a national program now. This isn't Midwest. This isn't just Purdue, Northwestern, whatever. This is a national brand that has been relevant for 30 years. Don't let the recency bias of us struggling so much have people look at this and say, no, this is not a good job. This is a coveted job. In a Big Ten, people would die for this opportunity. And the longer this goes on, the more we just continue to put ourselves back further behind the eight ball. So I just don't think you can wait any longer.
You usually can't wait any longer.
Yeah, no, I can't wait any longer. And I can't wait after days like this when I'm stressed out to go home and have a ice cold Carb Bliss, because Carb Bliss is my ready to drink cocktail that hits every single time. I mean, why go through the complications of all the different ingredients, or even that, wondering about the inconsistency of different cocktails that maybe you go out to the local bar or establishment? You can bet on Carb Bliss delivering every single time, because it is like a perfectly created cocktail right there in a can. And the experience is completely guilt-free. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, just 100 calories, but all the flavor and all the taste. I mean, the flavors are off the charts. The margaritas, there's so many different kinds of margaritas that you almost need to take a whole margarita night just to try them. Not only that, the classic cocktails, Moscow Mule, Mojito, Paloma, and all the fruit flavors are just out of this world. There's something for everybody. So you should go ahead and try the ones that you like the most. I have a hard time deciding. That's why the Nortman fridge is full of Carb Bliss. Go to your local grocer, pick it up, take one hand, two hand, and put it in the cart, because Carb Bliss always deliver, especially as we're enjoying the crisp fall and all the wonderful sports that go along with it.
Who do you hold most responsible for the situation the Badgers are in right now on the football side of things? 800-990-3776. That's the Carb Bliss talking text line. Wheel of Will, Wheel of Strofe, more Badgers, your phone calls, all of it is next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Brad.
Kyle.
I know
Kyle. Listen, Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It is Kyle Brustin Nortman with you across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace and former Badger football alum. I mean, NFL player and all Big Ten punter, Brad Nortman.
Oh, yeah.
That's Will clicking buttons because Strofe decided he had something better to do today.
I know, right? They're very salty about it.
I know.
They drive in their car. Well, you know when somebody, after they hear you talk about them, they tweet out something and send it to you because they knew you weren't going to see it. That's how you know they're mad. Y'all better pay attention to the road. Stop paying attention to y'all phone. Get out y'all chest.
Over under how many shots taken? Five and a half?
Oh, they're still going.
They had their own segment in the car talking about it. 100%.
Let's keep it on the Carb Bliss talk and text lines. We're asking, who are you holding most responsible for how the Wisconsin Badgers got to this point? Let's start with Dale, and you put Will Woodchuck, question mark?
I couldn't quite hear where he said. It sounded like it said Woodchuck.
Dale's got a question for Brad, so I'd gladly field this one from Dale. You're on the Carb Bliss talk and text line. Dale,
hello,
you're
you,
you got you
I hear
got
you,
me.
Dale.
You're elevator music going?
Yeah, in the background. Where you at?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we
Dale.
Can hear you.
And we hear music in the background.
This is RJ.
RJ. Oh, so if you don't left him with a producer, yeah. I don't know how to hear.
RJ, what do you got?
All right. So what I got is, and this is going to be a take you may not, it may not be popular, but I blame Barry Alvarez way back in the day. Once he left as a coach and went to athletic director, his decision to go to Brett Bielema, although Brett Bielema was not unsuccessful, but there was a chain effect that went, and we never reached the heights that we reached under Barry Alvarez. You have to remember, at one point under Barry Alvarez, we were ranked number 5 in the country at the end of the season. And there was an argument for us being in the 14 playoff. And we hadn't reached those heights since.
RJ, appreciate the call, and you're welcome to your opinions, but it's just incorrect.
RJ, I mean, Brett Bielema's tenure, followed by Paul Chryst's tenure, had remarkable mountaintop moments. I was a part of two Big Ten championship and Rose Bowl appearance teams where our teams topped out at fourth in the country, and we ended top 10 both years. Let's not forget that 2017 team by Paul Chryst. He won 13 games. That's a record.
I was there on the sideline in the fourth quarter watching the Badgers potentially driving to win to go to the college football playoff before expansion of the playoffs.
They were up. They were over Ohio State, and obviously they let it get away at the end.
2019, I believe they're up 21-7 at the end of the first half against Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, and then Ohio State happened. But that was just all incorrect.
Yeah, I mean, there has been so many moments.
Bielema was a beast. I know he left for more money, but as a Badger head coach, he pummeled teams. They went to three straight Rose Bowls with three straight Big Ten championships. They were really, really good. And you could say taking what Alvarez did and helping propel the opportunity for Paul Chryst and crew when Paul Chryst was in his prime of being the head coach, of doing really good things there. No, you can say Big Ten West or not, but we don't win 13 games on accident.
Yeah, with Paul Chryst teams, I mean, he had studs on those teams. Studs after studs. Guys that are still playing in the
NFL
today.
We're seeing them, and we're never going to see anybody on Sundays, on Sunday Night Football, when their head pops up. You're never going to hear them say, University of Wisconsin, Madison.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, on Sunday, you're going to hear three Badgers talking about their names. Keanu Benton, Nick Herbig, and, of course, T.J. Watt.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's that, if anything, Brett Bielema's success at Illinois proves that he made the right decision. He knows how to build and sustain a Big Ten program. Brett Bielema was a huge success. The only thing that was unexpected was him going to Arkansas. Gary Anderson was a blip. But when Paul Chryst came back, it was exactly what this program needed to get back to its roots. And he had a successful run. Now, it didn't end particularly well. But up until 2020...
Yeah, up until 2020.
This team has been good to great. And the great moments are knocking. There is probably, I don't know, I would probably say six teams since Alvarez that would have made
this playoff. I would kill to knock on the door of anything. We can't even knock on the door of the 50-yard line.
Yeah, boy, that's crazy. You can't get in the end zone.
There's probably five or six teams since Alvarez left that would make this 12-team playoff. And some that would be knocking on the door of the 4-team playoff. So don't tell me there hasn't been success.
Matt and Grafton, you're on the Carless Talking text line. Who do you put most responsible for where we're at?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hope you're doing well. Yeah, I kind of agree with most of you guys. I put a lot of this on Fickell. Just like Kyle said earlier, I really thought Fickell was the right hire when we first made it. I mean, I think most people, he came out, was a hot coach at the time. But, you know, his lack of involvement with the program, I feel like there's no passion for that UW traditions, you know, breaking some of those traditions up, as I've been hearing through social media. I think, you know, that's a big thing. Those game day traditions are not there like they used to be. And I think you need a leader that's going to build our program, represent it, go out there. I think, like you guys are saying, we can't just settle for, we can't compete with the big boys. Indiana's doing it. Illinois is doing it. We can still be there. We can still make the playoffs. We just need to find the right guy, the right fit, and I think Fickell is not that fit. But if we continue with them, then McIntosh needs to accept that this blame's going to fall on him ultimately.
Well, it is, and that's pretty spot on, and it's just good to hear that really true fan perspective of what you're feeling, what everyone is feeling, and it's good to be seen.
Well, the problem is this, and he hit that, is that because we are losing, they are trying to blame it on NIL. They're trying to blame it on, we don't have the resources, we don't have this or that to be successful. But again, Indiana, now they got money. Mark Cuban's going to give them some money. Why? Because they won.
Proof of concept.
Illinois found a way to start winning, right? And so what happens? People start supporting you. So these teams, it's not like they just got a whole bunch of money and they started winning. No, they said, we're going to build a program, we're going to build the culture, and we're going to win games. The Wisconsin Badgers were right there. Unfortunately, Luke Fickell came in, and what he saw, he did not think was good enough. He didn't think they were championship class, and he tore it down and has been unable to build it up. And this is what happens, right? This is a tale of when you come somewhere thinking that it's completely broken and you destroy it, and you realize that you just destroyed the foundation and the fabric of what you needed in order to grow upon something. He destroyed Wisconsin football, and now what we are left with is shambles of what used to be in a football program that is the worst football program in the Big Ten based off record. And then when you add in how many points they have scored per game and 5 points per game, they are the worst team in the Big Ten this year. And I have never, ever, ever in my life had to say that about the Wisconsin Badgers football team since I could pay attention to football, which takes back to like 95.
Yeah, every major stat.
Thanks for telling us when you were born.
I was born cool. in 90.
I know. I'm just saying. You're 5 years old. Breaking down football.
No, I remember being at my grandma's house watching the Big Ten championship. Not Big Ten, the Rose Bowl back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, for on New
Core
Year's.
Memories
yeah,
right there.
It was really great to see Luke Fickell show out for those guys that came back to the school this weekend.
He probably wrote a note.
Hey, sorry, I can't make it. Really appreciate what you guys did.
Basically.
Now, I am the get a vein in my head when I'm angry guy, but like, the guy was a wrestler. The guy was part of like championship like pedigree. Luke Fickell's yet to lose it. Like show me you have a pulse, man. Like lose it in a press conference, lose it on a referee, somebody like do something. Like show me you care. Like telling me, you know, we got to continue to work to get like I don't care. Like, show me you want to be here. At no point does it feel like Luke Fickell wants to be in Madison and cares as much about the program than anyone else. Because you know why? That check clears.
It's not home, yeah,
he
man.
He looks defeated. He looks defeated.
It's just not home, right? He comes from Ohio State program, and he came to Wisconsin, and he tried to build something that didn't work, and he's defeated. That's what he is. He's completely defeated. It's one thing when you're coaching for pride. When you have somebody like Brett Bielema, even though he wasn't a Wisconsin guy, he coached under Barry Alvarez, and he took on what that pride was, right? He cared about that. Unfortunately for Luke Fickell, he didn't find any success, and then he just has no pride in this program, and we see it on the field. Again, I will always look to the fact that the Wisconsin Badger football team went against three teams last year that they literally have trophy games against, and they got walloped.
Will, you cooking something up over there?
Well, I wanted to bring up Brian Kelly. Like, he's a little bit of an ass, but at least he shows that he cares for LSU and he's willing to fight for his guys. You always see these clips come out about him
slamming,
feuding with the media, but at least he shows that he has some passion and he cares. Luke Fickell, it's just like reading a book, listening to that guy talk. So boring.
Who has more personality, Luke Fickell or The Wall?
What color is The Wall painted?
Doesn't matter.
A cardboard box has more personality.
Damn.
Spot the lie.
I met Luke before. He seemed nice.
He's nice.
His family seemed like nice.
Big Cat said. He's a good dude. I mean, he's nice. But like there's just no like great connection.
Guys finish last. You think Nick Saban nice? Hell to Urban Meyer.
He's not
we
nice.
Know Urban Meyer's a sleaze bag. Anyway, guess what? He didn't finish last. He finished first over and over and over. So nice guys finish last. I don't want a nice guy. Brett Bielema, you think he was a nice guy? He was a cool dude.
Yeah.
But he wasn't no nice guy.
Not on game day.
Yeah. Rip into somebody. I seen him come back and beat the Wisconsin Badgers and dance on us. Was excited. Moving around with that big old gut. Walking around as he just whooped the hell out of Paul Chris. He was excited. He said, hell yeah, we came here and took care of business. That's what I want. Luke Fickell just, let me go run off the field.
Run?
Now. Or let me just move off the field. Team, right? Together, everybody achieves more. Mm-hmm.
Should be running.
He should be running to get the hell up out of here.
Tell us about somebody who is great, Brad.
Oh, I'll tell you
the
what.
Greatest of the greats.
When I think about greatest
honestly,
of the
Gina, they'd have three wins under Giandella.
Oh,
not two,
yeah.
But three.
Oh, at least. I mean, Gina would be able to rattle off win after win after win. And you can rattle off a win with your windows and doors with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You're looking for that winning solution for your home, for your energy costs, for that craftsmanship that can only be delivered by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Then look no further than Gina Della and her team. And now is the perfect time to do it. You probably feel the weather getting crisp, just like I do, so you don't want to wait any longer. And you don't want to wait on this deal either. Up to 0% interest for up to 60 months. 5 years of 0% interest. You get all those windows and doors at a deal that only Pella can provide for you with only the durability and the beauty that they can provide. All for 0% interest up to 60 months. So stop by at the Experience Center in Brookfield and see what they can do for you. Visit PellaWI.com and see how Pella Windows and Doors can change your home, change your life with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
I have one question that I want to ask everybody coming up next, and then I want to move on from this bargaining, anger, depression, all stages of grief in one moment of time. I just want to know if this is like, if I'm in crazy world right now. Like, this doesn't feel real. Just make sure I'm not crazy, which I am, next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Here's the worst thing that happened about Brad Nortman producing Kyle Bruston-Nortman, and is, Kyle, you know what's going to happen? He's going to have so much, like, softness in his heart for producers.
I lost a guy.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
All right, I want to tie a bow on today's conversation of who you're most disappointed in, and who you hold responsible for getting the Wisconsin Badger football program to this point. But I do love hearing the perspective of our teammate on the Barry Alvarez Show, 6 to 8 yesterday. You can check it out on YouTube at ESPN Madison if you missed it. This is what Barry Alvarez had to say yesterday with Jesse Nelson, Tarik Salah, and Derek Engler.
That's an easy thing to do. If you've never played, if you've never coached,
you don't know anything.
The first thing you do, things go south a little bit, fire everybody. Then what the hell are you going to do? You're going to bring some knuckleheads in here that don't know anything about anything, and you start all over again. Then you're worse than where you started. So you hire people, and you believe in them, you stick with them, and support them until the time comes. If that comes, that you know that they can't get the job.
Hey, Coach.
All right, there's Derek Engler, who basically is a parrot of Barry Alvarez, just repeats
everything. He's a hype man. Every time I hear, all I hear is hype. Shout out to Derek Engler.
Shout out to him, but he's literally like, whatever he says, I say.
He is the hype man.
This
Barry.
Just came on Twitter from Steve the Homer True. Remember that Alvarez is AD. Changed from Gary Anderson after two seasons, 20-7 record, 13-3 in the Big Ten, and now he's complaining about fans' opinion when Fickell is in his third season, 14-18, with an 8-14 record in Big Ten play. I'll say it. Come on, Barry.
Well, he didn't fire him. Gary left, but
everyone was going their separate ways.
You're not meant to be here, buddy.
Because he went to a worse job.
He did to Oregon State, because that's. For some reason, I feel like he wanted to be out that way in the West. But he also hired a knucklehead, right? That's what Barry did. He hired a knucklehead in Gary Anderson, and now we got a knucklehead in, what's his name? I can't remember his name now.
Luke Fickell.
Trying to get it out.
It's an important part of what Barry said is you support him until he proves he can't do the job. Are we still wondering if he can do...
Brad, the iceberg's been hit. We don't have to...
That's the thing. Are we still wondering if he can do the job? Is that still in question? Because I think for almost unanimous, that question has been answered.
And that's what I wanted to get to very briefly here was like, I just want to make sure, because I'm having conversations based off what we talked about yesterday and people texting me or messaging me, and it's all like 99% of people are on the same page. But the people who are in charge, I get it. They have to, you know, try and put out the statement and keep things together, but it almost feels like it's pushing things in a worse direction. But like, no one wants to be the fire guy, but when you're seeing other coaches get fired for less and when you're paying somebody as much as you are, just say you don't have the funds to fire them. Don't gaslight me into thinking that there is a potential that this could be turned around, because anybody with a brain and two eyes knows that you cannot. And so we're like, I feel like we're not off base here. Like this, like we've waited. I've done the, all right, give it time. The iceberg's been hit. There's no coming back from this. And the only way you could is if you win four out of the last five games. Ha!
Yeah. I will give them this. They win the games and go ahead, keep them. And then some happened. Jesus came down and decided it was angels in the outfield. No, angels on the football field for the Badgers. That's what that would be.
Six man. You know that movie?
Yeah, six man. Great movie.
They need somebody to take the football and make sure it goes in the Badgers' hands.
Yeah, divine intervention. And then
take tacklers and make them go the other way. Oh my gosh, what a juke move.
They need some.
Guy tripped over his shoelaces. How did that happen? How did his shoes come untied? We need God. Only God can save the Badgers.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Please, God. Please.
At this point, I don't. At this point, the relationship is so torn up. I'm just sick of seeing Luke Fickle on the sideline. You know, when you get to the point where you're just like, I just want to be over.
Yeah, I need something new.
I need a refresh. I need somebody to come in here and get me all hyped up and just excited. The excitement is gone. So that's why.
I remember talking to Luke Fickle, before KBN, right when he joined on Scalzone Brust, and like. You know how they put out the bat signal when they got a recruit or a transfer?
They still do that?
I don't think so. But my overall point is, like, that was something fans got excited about. And I remember Luke Fickle's answer to this day was the most boring answer of all time.
What was it?
Yeah, somebody else handles it. You know, like just like embrace it, man. Like, just everything has felt so disconnected from this program. Looking back now, I fell for it. I fell for the Fyre Fest. I bought the ticket. I got to the concert. There's no concerts. There's no betting. There's no water.
But you
should do a case study on marketing for the first 12 months of his regime. Because he hyped everybody. I was hyped up. I was like, oh my goodness, Wisconsin's going to be a college football playoff team. This is going to be unbelievable. But the marketing pitch, the product has not matched it. And not only has it not matched it, it's a defunct product. It doesn't even work. It's fallen to a place where you can't even believe it's a Wisconsin badge.
But Mike chimes in on YouTube, and then we got to move on here. Didn't Wisconsin do what Barry said, fired Crist, and then ended up in a worse position with a knucklehead?
I mean, that's...
It is! It is!
I
would take Paul Crist back at this, not because I think Paul Crist will compete for championships, but I wholeheartedly believe.
Saturdays would mean something.
It would mean something, and I think Wisconsin would have had his ups, it would have had his downs, but it wouldn't have been this down now.
We I will say, I was tough on Paul at the end, and I stand by it. Watching the Penn State game in which they couldn't make a handoff, then losing at home to Washington State and then losing 40-10 against Illinois at home.
They almost won that Penn State game. If it wasn't for a bad pass from Graham Mertz to a wide-open Chimray DK.
But the thing is, those days feel like glory days compared to what we're dealing with now.
They do. Do you guys remember we couldn't stand? Remember when we used to get mad at Joel Stave for underthrowing cup cats?
Lob ball McGee?
Yeah, we remember we get mad at Graham Mertz thinking Graham Mertz was the problem? Remember, we're like, oh man, wow, I would have took the Kansas.
Alex Hornibrook won 12 straight games.
Yeah, undefeated. Joel Stave winning his quarterback in Wisconsin history, just like that.
And we were frustrated with him throwing the ball sometimes.
Maybe we were spoiled.
I was. I get it. Pat on the back to me, as you said.
Pat on the back to us. We were spoiled.
Pat on the back.
Thanks,
but I'd rather be spoiled than heartless or lifeless, rather.
Lifeless.
Time for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss coming up next. Will Stroff be back? Or will he stop at a gas station for his sixth Mountain Dew of the day? We'll find out. Let's go caller number, I was trying to find a connection to the wins for the Badgers, but two would be way too quick.
Why don't you do six for the amount of Mountain Dews Alex Stroff has had?
Let's go caller six for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? You're going to get 15 questions in 90 seconds. This will be a good mental reset after just an hour straight of frustration and trying to figure out what is next for this Wisconsin Badger program. 800-990-3776. You're going to get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You're allowed to say skip or pass. Will probably doesn't know what my record is because the producer that's normally here doesn't, you know, update our producers on all the things they need to know for the show. But that's another story. I digress on Alex Stroff. 800-990-3776. Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Caller 6 in 2 minutes.